This is the Recycling, Scrap Metal, Commodities, and Economic Report, March 18, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production rose slightly to 1.73 million tons on slow U.S. manufacturing. WTI crude oil price rose to $81.04 a barrel on strong U.S. demand, OPEC continued production cuts, and a higher global oil demand forecast. U.S. weekly crude oil production fell slightly to 13.1 million barrels per day, remaining near the record high. High prices and good demand is keeping production high. The U.S. weekly oil rig count rose to 510 on the good prices and good demand. Scrap steel number one HMS price fell to $325 a gross ton on soft U.S. and global demand. The future is positive, though, as steel mill Wall Street stock prices are at or near record highs. Hot rolled coil steel price rose slightly to $40.56 per hundredweight, which is $8.11 a ton, on slow, steady demand as steel mills are working to expand margins. Copper price rose to $4.12 a pound, near a one-year high. This was on Chinese production cuts to create tighter supplies to raise prices, a clear OPEC-type move. Aluminum price rose to $1.03 a pound, which is $22.77 a metric ton, on concerns over Mideast supplies, also on higher shipping costs of aluminum. U.S. February manufacturing production fell 0.65% from last year. This was on the high interest rates and cheap imports hurting U.S. manufacturers. U.S. February consumer inflation rose slightly to 3.2%, but well off the 9.1% of last year. Energy fell while shelter and transportation costs rose. U.S. February retail sales rose 0.6% from January after a 1.1% fall in January. So average January-February together shows slowing. Building and garden equipment along with motor vehicles rose, while furniture fell. U.S. February NFIB Small Business Optimism Index edged down to 89.4. Inflation and replacing labor remain the top issues. U.S. March U of M Consumer Sentiment Survey edged down to 76.5. Improved personal finances were offset by a decline in business expectations. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell just a small 8 points to 38,715. Inflation not falling fast enough spooked the markets. Good news is bad news. People spending record amounts of money is bringing the inflation. Dump truck tarp parts, roll-off truck and roll-off trailer tarp parts too. Pioneer, Rollrite, Arrow, Donovan, U.S. Tarp, and more. They're all in stock for same-day shipment. Tarps, arms, motors, cylinders, controls, and more. This report by Greg Brown is brought to you by Bentley, roll-off trailers, gondola trailers, crush car trailers, lugger trucks, roll-off trailer parts, and roll-off truck parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.